16th. It's Bob.
It's Max.
We're off to FNM. Holy cow, is there a lot of stuff to talk about.
I have not been watching any of the Vegas stream.
Oh, it's not even just Vegas. It's been announcements.
Yeah, I also haven't even looked at the announcements either.
Okay, so quick overview.
Okay.
Monday, they announced, Mark Rosewater announced they are changing the block system.
Okay.
We are no longer getting large, small, large, small, large, small. Okay. We are going to get 4 large sets every year, and we will stay on a plane as long as the storytelling is there.
Okay.
But the next summer, I think it is, core sets are returning.
I think I actually did listen to the Manipul and happened to catch a little bit of it.
Yes. But. Yeah. So core sets are coming back. And we're just getting 4 large blocks. I don't know if I remember reading it correctly, but the core set is supposed to be 50% reprints, 50% new cards.
Okay.
I don't have a feeling it's going to be much more than, here's crappy commons we're reprinting. All the rares are brand new.
Yeah.
So, that wasn't bad. That's kind of a good change. I don't like how they're going to stay on one plane as long as the storytelling is there.
Hey, at some point, people run out of ideas, so if that's how they're going to make up for the fact.
Don't forget, Max, they're 2 years ahead of us.
Well, yeah.
So they have plenty of time right now.
Yeah.
Mark Rosewater, on one of his podcasts, he's like, if we stop development right now, we would still have, 6 years worth of product.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just because, don't forget, just because they don't use an idea doesn't mean they throw it away. They just save it in the file for later.
Okay, yeah, definitely true.
Tuesday was Aetherworks Marvel getting banned.
Yeah, that was another thing I heard about. I'm like, wow, okay.
I mean, that was the expected. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. It was going to get banned.
Mm-hmm.
I think, personally, they should have said, Oath of the Gatewatch, Battle for Zendikar are no longer standard legal.
Well, yeah.
Because then
Aetherworks Marvel doesn't have anything to go into.
Yeah. Well, not big stuff. Yeah. Ulamog on turn 4, double stone rain.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So, that's standard, not a big deal. People who play standard are wasting their money. Wednesday, we got the announcement of, was it Ixalan?
Yeah, I noticed that there was a new set that wasn't even, I never heard about. Well, I heard about them once.
They announced the 3 sets of Ixalan so far. You got Ixalan, Explorers of Ixalan, and Rivals of Ixalan, I think it is.
Yeah, because that's actually one thing I actually was surprised about when I heard about Ixalan. I'm like, oh, that's right. The last set I heard about coming out was Our Devastation.
Mm-hmm. And we also got the 3rd unset coming out.
Okay, that's going to be fun. That'll be fun.
Which is unstable.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. At least once or twice. They also announced 25-year Masters, which is supposed to include cards from all 25 years of Magic's history.
Okay, that might be where
that
we're
getting. That comes out later this summer, I think it is.
Okay.
I mean, I have a feeling we're going to get more Shivan Dragons and Sarah Angels.
Yeah, it might just be iconic cards rather than the cards
that we need. I mean, there's already iconic Masters.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that this 25 years is just going to be a whole bunch of garbage common uncommons and rares, and then amazing mythics. I have a feeling we'll get Jace the Mind Sculptor reprint.
Yeah. It'll probably be, the couple of mythics that will drive the set home, and then a bunch of other junk.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday was either the Ixalan or the Unset 3 announcement. And then, yesterday was the Pro Club changes.
Okay.
To organized play. They are no longer every set going to have the Pro Tour 2 weeks after a set releases. They're going to change it to a variety of each release, depending on the Pro, for the Pro Tour. Give people more time or less time. They're also doing Team Trios event.
Sounds fun.
But only for the pros.
Still.
I could be wrong. I'm just kind of doing a glance over because there's so much to talk about. And then all through this week, we've had Ixalan being leaked by somebody.
Yeah, there was like some, like, there was AJ, like, posted on the Facebook chat that they had like a full mythic printing.
There was a full page picture of rares from Ixalan.
Yeah.
And like the only one that I saw that I recognized was Sunpel Grove. So I have a feeling we're going to get the Buddyland reprints.
Okay.
Different art, but no reason. They should just say these are always going to be standard legal because they're already like a dollar card.
Yeah. Well, then again, if you actually look back into all the cards, the tapped lands, there's like many of them that enter tap that produce dual colors.
No. These are the ones that come into play untapped if you control.
Oh, two or fewer?
No.
Oh, just
if
to say
you control
it.
Like,
oh, check lands.
Grove is the buddy lands.
The check lands. Okay.
Check lands.
Okay.
You control forest and a plains that comes to play untapped, but you can't be fetched.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be somewhat functional. Okay.
And then yesterday was, of course, the start of GP Vegas, which I actually do need to do a scoop to Patrick Ugalo.
Okay.
He made his first day two.
Oh, wow. That is congrats.
Mm-hmm. I was watching his stats as they were calling pairings and watched him, and I think he ended up 6-3 to make day two.
Congrats.
Beating Belcher in three games.
I mean, he's going to probably lose his first round.
Darn. Yeah, I think he did actually lose his first round today.
That is a good point. He did. They were playing today.
I asked Larry, my boss, I'm like, can I get the Wi-Fi password to watch this on my lunch? No. Oh, come on, Larry.
No. So you go, but it's the reason I have a job.
Yeah. I freaking burnt myself this morning. Right here. I just I was welding steps, and I grazed against the V-block that I use. And I got two perfect welts where it sits, where I'm welding. Didn't actually weld on the V-block, just the part heat from the part. And the electrical current heated it up that much.
But, yeah, no, recently I did the... So, yeah, I was talking to you on how I went home, built Oops.
Yes, last week you were talking about building Belcher online, which you figured out you couldn't do because it's too expensive.
Couldn't do because Infernals and LEDs are way too expensive. But, went ahead and tried to build Oops. At which, if I went off turn one, I was going off turn one. There was nothing about it.
I mean, that's what happens. You're supposed to go off turn one with Oops.
Oh, yeah, yes. And, but very inconsistent. It was just, I was not getting the hands. I was going, like, maybe 10 games, only winning 2 out of 10.
So 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
I told you, the glass cannons there, Max. And you're not even have a true, honest build because you're missing the LEDs that are required.
Yeah. So that didn't go well, so I went back to Ashtray. But since I had sold out all my stuff, I couldn't re-get the white again. So it was just black-red. Which then I went did the Community Legacy League. Completely lost out on that one, since I didn't have the white anymore. Because apparently I really need white for the land tutors and the sideboard cards. Darn. So ultimately, since Oops required that I needed Chancellors, I went ahead and just made Black Red Reanimator.
Oh, okay.
I don't have Gristlebrands and I don't have Exhumes. But ultimately, those Gristlebrands and Exhumes turn into Worm Coils and Goblin Welders.
Oh my god, you're so dumb. You don't have enough artifacts to justify Welder.
I only need the couple. And then sideboard is Sundering Titans and all that crap.
So dumb.
But for a budget build, it's not doing horrible. Because it is, in the technical form, it is Black Red Reanimator.
Black Red Horrid Animator.
Just missing Gristlebrands, which it's
Gristlebrands
not...
Gristlebrands hold that deck together, Max.
Yeah. The ability to draw that many cards is very efficient, but...
it's back-breaking in most matchups.
Yeah.
Especially, even just a lifelink on it.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
When I played Blue-Black Reanimator in Legacy, I hit a burn player once with a Grizzlebrand and he scooped.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I know I really need Grizzlebrands, but, like, I think a playset is 14 bucks, which I don't really have.
Go get a job. Target. McDonald's.
Yeah.
Anything. You'd be bringing money in, Max. Trust me, I've been working 10-hour days since they said I could have overtime.
But anyway, so that's kind of how that's going.
Once AJ gets in, he'll probably want to talk more about the Ixalan spoilers.
Well, for a quick filler, so during the Camille, so he's the guy that was streaming, he was playing Storm. Okay. This is the setup here. You have the Storm player has three lands.
What, three?
Oh, wait, no, sorry. He has Underground Sea and a Volcanic.
Okay.
And a Lotus Petal. You have a daze in hand. You can daze just fine. Storm player goes Cabal Ritual. He has three more cards in hand. Do you daze the Cabal Ritual?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If he taps out for that Cabal Ritual, that's the only time daze is going to be live.
Well, then ultimately, if... oh, sorry, I should mention he would have also had Threshold, but...
Yeah, absolutely daze.
So ultimately, I mean, if in the event that he pays for it, then that means that he has the win, though.
How does he pay for it is the question. He's tapped out.
He has the Lotus Petal. Cabal Ritual is two.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah, there's no reason to daze there. The daze is pointless. I forgot about the Lotus Petal being there.
Yeah, the Lotus Petal was there. So ultimately, had he actually dazed it, then he wouldn't have lost, actually. Because the Storm player went in to empty the Warrens.
Yeah, but the Storm player would have gotten an extra Storm count on the off the days.
He wouldn't have red to cast empty. Because if he paid for it with Lotus Petal, he wouldn't have red source. He used...
Oh, that's true, yeah. Very good point.
So it just so happened that he happened to have empty instead of tendrils.
Mm.
But that was the only time that which days would have made sense.
Yep.
Had he known that, of course, didn't even know the guy had empty in hand, so. See, I figured that was a pretty good thing to bring up.
Yeah.
That and, what's the best color to name with Iona if you get her off turn one?
Against what?
Against, in the blind, really.
Probably in the blind?
Yeah.
I'm
thinking white, but.
Usually it's white. Or blue.
White or blue, yeah.
I mean...
I think if you know the meta, maybe
no,
switched up.
No, the problem is turn one Iona in the blind is just a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could just be like Krakus Bouncer.
Okay, that's fair.
That's why I do love her main deck, but I never tried to slam her down unless I knew what my opponent was on.
Okay. So I should be trying to go for Sires on turn one rather than...
Yes, Sires or even Chancellor.
Yeah.
Which I think, what else they run? Elshnorn.
Unfortunately, Elshnorns, I think, are four. They're pretty close to Gristleman numbers. And those are usually, when I was looking at, like, I think I saw like five decks, each one had Elshnorn in the sideboard rather than the main. But obviously, if... It would make more sense to have it in the main than it makes more sense.
Yeah, I don't like doing the turn one legendary unless it's Grizzlebrand. Mm-hmm. So you can just be like, draw seven and still be able to pitch him to bring him back out. Because Krakus is just so good.
And that's where I had added Tide Spout, but not realizing on how ineffective it is without Grizzlebrand's draw seven.
Well, without cantrips.
That too. Well, Black Red doesn't have many. They have Faithless Looting as their cantrip.
Yeah, that's not going to be enough to trigger Tide Spout.
But they run it. I mean, they have Petals and Moxes and all that crap.
None of that you can be due on your opponent's turn.
Well, this is true. Yeah, the only thing you do on your opponent's turn is Entomb in Black Red. I don't know why the hell that list had freaking Tide Spout Tyrant in the deck.
Yeah. guess you probably didn't do any research.
Yeah.
All right. Is AJ ready? Or is he just waking his ass up again?
I mean, he was messaging us all this last hour.
All
right. Yeah, there's the pseudo-pithing needle. It, when it enters the battlefield, look at your opponent's hand, choose a card from there, and then name a card.
They can't play
and they can't activate it.
Non-mana abilities.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than Pithy Needle.
Yeah, because you get info off of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, where you lose the fact that you have ultimate choice.
Right.
You're gaining in the value that you can see your opponent's hand for.
Right. Isn't it a 2 CMC?
Yeah.
So,
what's
I mean...
Pithy Needle 1?
1.
Yeah.
Pithy Needle in the blind, or Pithy Needle in game 2, but you could almost play that in right. hand, in main deck.
Right, and yeah. there's the blue conspiracy.
Hmm?
Blue enchantment that says, name a creature type, all creature types you control and are in your deck and everything else become that creature type in addition to its other types.
Oh, there's already one like that.
Yeah, it's called conspiracy.
There's a black one.
Yeah, it's yeah. conspiracy.
Yeah, now it's a blue one.
Oh, there's a blue version of that?
Oh, yeah.
That's retarded. Like, freaking blue needs that kind of stuff anymore.
It doesn't.
How much does it cost on mana? Right. Like, 3?
Better than conspiracy.
Holy crap.
Blue.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
The other conspiracy is 3 and double black.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's broke the cable, but...
Hmm?
It's decayable, but that's about it.
Still. There goes Merfolk.
No, Merfolk is still meh.
Yeah.
I mean, what would Merfolk do with it?
I don't know.
Unless they want to splash white for Stoneforge now that they can use Cavern for it.
That's fair. The other thing that I was that I've seen other people think about doing was adding Smuggler's Copter to Merfolk. Which doesn't work.
People are putting Smuggler's Copters in everything, Max. Jeff Hoogland put it in Dead Guy Ale.
I put it in Blackwood Reanimator for a bit, but then realized it was too slow.
Yeah, it is. You're supposed to play creatures that are 10 times bigger than that.
What are they saying on 4chan for the leak?
Do we even have the, like, not the leaks, but the actual, like, what's the name of it? The spoilers for Hour of Devastation?
We have a few.
We have a few. They just started coming out.
The feats for each of the Planeswalkers.
I saw the Jace and the Gideon.
It's pretty much the same for each one.
In each color, though.
Yeah.
Jace's is counter-target blue spell. If it's a name that has Jace in it, you gain 2 life, is it?
I think you scry.
You scry too.
I mean, go to it.
Gideon's is exile target attacking creature. If its name is Gideon, gain 5 life.
Yeah, basically it screws with what those colors usually do.
Mm-hmm.
Or what the Planeswalker usually does.
The green one...
So it does something, but then if it happens to be that certain Planeswalker...
If it's a Planeswalker name, you get extra.
Yeah.
Okay. But ultimately, basically, kind of, since they balance it out, the work with the Planeswalker is probably useless outside of the form?
No,
because it's any Planeswalker named Jace.
Yeah.
Any Planeswalker named Gideon. It doesn't say must be Gideon of the Trials. It's if its name has Gideon in it.
Yeah,
but if the format doesn't call for Gideons in the format.
Max.
You can
what
play it in modern.
Gideon?
Do what?
What format doesn't call for Gideon that isn't vintage? Or
I mean, there's not. You don't see Gideon much in Legacy.
He's usually a 1 or a 2 of. Yeah. But he's also played pretty heavy in Modern, especially Gideon Jura.
This is true. I forgot about Modern completely. Don't pay attention to it enough.
I mean, the whole fact of that Jace counterspell, maybe they'll actually unban Mind Sculptor in Modern. I don't think they will. They should.
And then, Chandra's just came out, like, 2 hours ago.
Read it off.
Chandra's defeat deals 5 damage to a red creature or red planeswalker. If it was a Chandra planeswalker, you may discard a card. If you do, draw a card. Okay. And it's a 1-cost instant.
That's not too bad.
No.
Well, that's to target red creature, though.
Yeah. much.
What was Jace's? Does it require blue permanent?
Is it counter target blue spell?
It was a Jace Planeswalker spell. It's great too.
Well, blue red painter just got a little bit better.
Blue red painter would never play that, Max.
It's true.
You already have 8 blast effects that are better.
That's a good point.
Why would you play something that only counters a blue spell when you can just play 8 that blow up a blue permanent?
I am wondering what Eternalize does.
Yeah, that off of the game day promos.
The Dorn Pouncer.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone actually brought that up, what Eternalize actually is.
They haven't spoiled it, so nobody knows.
Yeah.
That was another leak that came out. We have no clue.
Yeah, I get the feeling some heads are going to roll.
Well, the problem is Wizards has been changing around their printers, so they might be kind of playing whack-a-mole.
Yeah. So, noteworthy stuff, according to the 4chan post, there's a Jace Planeswalker with a super type that creates copies of itself as its ultimate. There's a creature ability word called Tough that does something whenever a creature with it is damaged. Off-color stuff like white vampires and green merfolk.
Oh, yeah. No, the Ixalan artwork that came out, it shows what appears to be Vraska.
Mm-hmm.
As a pirate.
Yeah.
With dinosaurs in the background.
Pirate Vraska versus dinosaurs. And there's a dinosaur tribal Naya legendary.
Supposedly.
No, there is. It's in the leaks.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's in the leaks. Well, then that is actually official leaks.
Someone was talking on the Twitch chat. They thought that it was Wizards leaking some of the cards because our Devastation is going to be such garbage.
Hey.
I don't think
Again, like with unfortunately in internet history, sometimes a leak isn't really just a leak. It's just somehow got released.
Viral marketing.
Yeah. Just look at what Sony keeps doing and thinking they're clever.
Hmm?
Sony keeps doing these viral ads. They've been doing that for years.
Well, I know, like, the last one was The Interview.
Yeah.
And that bit them in the ass hard.
Vehicles are back. Raid is back.
I'm glad vehicles are back, because I was gonna laugh.
No. So dumb.
It was going to be one of those, like, funny things, like, waste kind of situation. Like, they bring in a mechanic.
Well,
didn't
they see an article that they try to do it where one set, and then one set doesn't match with it, and the next set matches with it?
No, they've been trying to do that for years, and they keep sticking their heads up their own asses.
Yeah.
Each set has to be better and better than the next one, but they handle power creep differently.
You mean not well?
No, differently. If you look at Magic 15 years ago,
mm-hmm.
That's 2002, 2003, when I was just starting to sell a lot of my, or get rid of a lot of my collection.
Yeah.
There were shit tons of free spells. Massacre. Daze. Submerge. All those free spells, they would never do those again. No. You'll never see anything like that again.
It's like they'll never print Storm again.
Well, that's different. That's a mechanic.
Yeah.
Storm was only broken in Eternal formats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you had actually free spells a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Or a lot of mana ramp spells.
Oh, and there's a lot of cards with emphasis on revealing the top card of your deck and doing something if the card is a certain type.
Mm.
Which,
Oh, and another thing that with Magic Online is I actually figured out where I can put my my new player points to. The free player points they give you.
Yeah.
You can do phantom drafts of the most recent set.
Yeah. No, the play points are a joke.
I finally have actually drafted. What is the new set right now? Omniket?
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally have drafted that. I don't like the draft format at all.
See, and someone in the thread is saying the same thing that I thought, where they're going to bring Elspeth back at some point.
I hope not.
Hmm?
I hope not.
I mean, she probably won't be as strong as her first version.
Which, her first version was her garbage version, Max.
I forgot she has multiple versions besides Norn.
She has three.
Oh.
There's Elspeth, Knight Errant, Elspeth, Tyrell, and Elspeth, Sun's Champion.
I thought you said Elish, not Elspeth.
The Planeswalker.
Never mind. All right, now, okay. Now that we actually have decided that it's not Norn and...
Yeah, no. Elshnorn is on New Phyrexia. And I don't see how they can, Vorthos-wise, bring Elspeth back on another plane when she died on Theros.
Quote-unquote died. She went to Underworld and...
We don't know exactly what happened, right. AJ. It's just hinted at that she's right. dead.
It's one of those situations. She died off camera.
Yeah, that's pretty much... I mean, no, she didn't die off camera.
No,
she In just... one of the stories, she got stabbed by her own God's End.
Okay.
After she goes to the Underworld and kills...
that one...
Daxos?
No, the red-green planeswalker that became a god.
Zenagos.
After she kills Zenagos, she goes back to the sun, the white god, and he turns on her and says, because now you know how to kill a god, I have to kill you, and he stabs her with her own spear.
Mm.
Which is actually his spear.
Yeah, which she stole from him.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, was it knowing or
unknowingly? She stole, was going to steal it from him, and he was about to kill her when she ignited her planeswalker spark.
Alright. I wasn't always clear on exactly what that part was.
And she went back to Theros after she almost died on New Phyrexia.
Mm-hmm. Now, from what I remember, didn't Ajani stay back to try and look for her?
No. But Ajani jumped or sparked, planeswalked away after he thought she was dead to go find Jace and ask for his assistance.
Okay.
He actually joined them on Kaladesh.
Yeah, I know.
During Aether Revolt.
I know that. He popped in and helped save their asses.
And then after Aether Revolt, it was revealed what plane Nicol Bolas was on. So he led them to Amonkhet. And he jumped away at the start, waiting to meet them at another undisclosed plane.
Right.
No, the only story I actually paid attention to was the Kaladesh storyline.
I mean, you can go back and listen to all the...
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I can always go back. I thought about doing that now that...
Max, you can't afford to pay attention.
I mean, again, I forgot the gauntlet today, so...
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the past, month, I haven't had it with me when we went to...
Yeah, I've had it pretty much each Friday.
Either he's had it. I mean, maybe one of the times I actually had it in my possession prior to going to Bob's.
Yeah, and you know, the sad thing is I finally got started on putting the Legacy deck together, and then the car happens.
So, just proxy it up.
Yeah, I do have it proxied up.
Well, at least you can play.
I have maybe a third of the deck.
In physical cards?
Yeah.
There you go. That's not too bad.
No.
So, you have your 20 mountains.
Yeah. 19 mountains.
19? Wow.
Sorry, I have a third of the deck not counting the mountains.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Gotta be a little more specific there, AJ. Yeah.
So that means you have two-thirds of the deck.
Well, no. Hey, he's not wrong. He is not wrong.
Hey, he was sitting there, right? did a quick round, and him to dude and got both his mountains out of his hand. And he's just like, wow, the chances of that. I'm like, well, that's probably a 1 in 3 chance.
He got 2 mountains out of his hand?
Yeah.
He had 3 cards in hand?
He had 6 cards in hand.
Oh, God.
I went duress him on turn 1.
Oh, God.
And I got a Shuyun to build a Shuyun Tiny.
I could have traded you mine.
Yeah.
He's garbage.
Is he? Oh.
I mean, if you're building him budget, he's absolutely garbage. If you're building him, kind of how I did, he's okay.
Well, how budget?
What is Shuyun?
The 3/2 with prowess. Whenever you cast an instant or sorcery, you can play a red-white hybrid. Red-white hybrid. Target creature gets double strike until end of turn.
Okay.
He's not bad, but it's so hard to play that deck right. I'm guessing you probably don't have Artful Dodge. It's a common out of Dark Ascension.
No.
1 mana target creature is unblockable. Flashback of
Double Blue. Yeah, I was trying to think of, because I read the whole list of what common cards go into them on EDH-REC. So I know what the good cards are for them. Just a matter of slightly tired. I stand here again, forsaken in a place that feels like I can never win. I'm reaching for a saving grace. I can't even trust no one. I need to rise above. I don't think I'm good enough to feel your perfect love. Oh.
11 o'clock, holy crap. My jaw hurts from laughing.
Still, if you can't get the rack stretching joke. I can't believe that went over his head. He didn't get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god. I believe it went over.
That's not going to make it on the cast.
No, we need to open with that.
Anyway, the GP just got done. Actually, I wasn't paying too much during top eight. I did watch the finals.
What won?
GG?
Death and Taxes defeated Blue Red Delver in two very solid wins.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. No, it's really easy because Blue Red Delver has so few lands.
Yeah.
The taxing part of Death and Taxes just demolishes it.
Lands made top 8, though.
Yeah, I figured at least one, if not two lands, would top 8.
Well, is it also Grixis Delvers in the top 8?
Yeah.
Angie, bring that up.
Huh?
Bring up the top 8. Him with a fat bait.
Oh. Come on, white and nerdy, hurry it up.
Max is right over there, though.
I didn't say fat nerdy. I said and that would
mean
nerdy.
It'd also mean I'm nerdy.
If I wanted to get Max's attention, I'd be like, "Hey, fat and stupid."
I thought you would say, "Hey, do a triple shuffle."
Actually, no. That is my buddy Fat Tony's message tone when he sends me a text. Max is, "Hey, you guys," from Sloth.
Nope, didn't actually play much Magic tonight. Kind of.
I mean, AJ and I actually played some pretty good matches tonight. I did not realize how bad of a burn matchup Storm has.
Well, I mean, again, as I was saying, when AJ's like, "Oh, Bob's coming off," I'm like, in response, you bolt him.
Yeah, you just save it till I'm in bolt range.
Yeah.
But, on Stoneblade, he got me the first game.
He started getting used to it, though.
Well, I got the deck shuffled up, because it was still everything sorted.
Mm.
And I kept getting bad draws.
Well, I mean, there was the one game where I stabilized at one.
Yeah. Well, no, there's most of the games you stabilize at three or one.
Mm-hmm.
So now, another thing to bring up is with your Stoneblade list, you went to Esper Stoneblade and removed Deathblade.
Yes.
So, now your sixth sideboard tech that I don't really see in most decks is Collective Brutality?
No, that's main deck.
Well, sorry, not sideboard tech. Sorry, main deck tech.
That is actually from Jerry Mead's list.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a Esper Stoneblade to a top 8 at a real estate tournament last week, and they talked about it on Leaving a Legacy, and he posted on the Legacy Stoneblade, or Facebook Stoneblade
mm-hmm.
group, which I added you to,
yep.
along with the Storm. But asked him a ton of questions, and like the difference is he ran Wastelands in his, and I decided to cut him and just go more basic heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But Stoneblade is completely viable in this meta.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's probably going to be the new powerhouse.
Well, it is the quote-unquote control deck.
Yeah.
But, no, he ran it, like, I was talking, because we were talking, I was messaging him on Facebook over the group, and he's like, yeah, the synergy between Lingering Souls and Collective Brutality is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. And are you liking it?
Or? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, every time I played it, I always escalated it. It felt so good to do it. Even against Burn, that two life helped me out.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I'll explain, you gain any point in life, Burn really can't catch back up.
Well, it's much harder for them to get you to finish you off.
Yeah.
On top of it, AJ never saw a sulfuric vortex.
Yeah, that would hurt.
You don't?
No.
You should be playing one made, one board. Because that card just says screw batter, skull and gin.
Alright.
It sets the one ability of why you lose most games.
Yes.
Alright, yeah.
I mean, yes, you're going to spend your turn three playing out sulfuric vortex, but...
it's going to stop people from stabilizing at one.
Yeah.
So top eight was Delver.
Well, which there's a couple of Delvers there that were top eight we know of. There was Blue Red, Grixis, Death and Taxes, there was Lands.
Chrisiali's Grixis Delver.
Okay, what else? That's one deck. There's eight decks you gotta find there.
Blue Red Delver. Lands.
D&T. We know that one.
Death and Taxes, yeah.
Or we know.
We just don't know. Timur Delver.
Rug Delver. Okay.
Another Grixis Delver.
Really?
And wow. That might have been Grixis Death Shadow. I know these the GP they still listed as
Color Jeep Leovold.
Okay, that's check pile.
Sneak and Show.
Wow! A combo deck made it to top eight.
I mean, at least usually one usually makes it.
And that's it.
Okay. Yeah, that was actually a pretty fair top eight.
I mean, with combo decks, if you face your favorite matchups all day, you're going to face your favorite matchups.
I mean, but that's the thing for every deck, though, Max. You can't just say that.
Well, I mean, it's true, but...
it's for every deck. You face good matchups. You can't be making those generalizations because you're never going to face your good matchups all day long.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's the beginning of August.
Mm-hmm.
I think that first weekend, the 4th is a Friday... I'm not sure I'm going to be going down.
Next week?
No, of August.
Okay.
So like a month from now, because I might be going with Stan, Dean, and Scott up to GP Minneapolis.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going to go or not. I kind of want to, but... because it's just a standard event, so it's like I'll just be going up there to side and binder grind.
I don't know, the standard deck might come out by that point you actually want to play. Oh, sorry, actually, no, the card would probably be banned out of that standard deck before you can play. What are them?
A fail push?
Yeah, I don't think Wizards would be stupid enough to ban push.
Have you seen what they banned recently?
Well, they had to because it was just dominating. They had to ban Marvel. They had to ban Copycat. It was just taking over the meta. When people were playing in leagues, it's like, oh look, I'm playing four or five league matches, and it's all against Copycat, so they banned Copycat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh look, then it becomes all Aetherworks Marvels. As I say, they should have just kept with the standard, with the rotation. Battle for Zendikar, both of the Gatewatch rotate out.
I mean, it would have probably brought less people away. It would probably pulled a lot of people away from Standard. Because I know a lot of the couple of people that are playing Standard and were going to play Standard, they would still be playing. But right now,
no, 100%. Fuck no, you don't pull that shit. That is not true. More people would be playing Standard because there would actually be a variety of decks.
Yeah,
right now,
a lot of people weren't liking the pricing though, and how it would be so spiked, and then. The cards are rotating, so...
nobody knows what prices were, Max, because we never got a rotation of it. That's the problem. People were bitching and complaining about it without actually experiencing it.
Yeah.
Instead, this is what we got of all Copycat decks, all Aetherworks decks. Instead of saying, well, why don't we let Battle for Zendikar rotate out and see where it goes from here?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's the thing, is they just listened way too soon, and people got up in arms way too soon.
Mm-hmm. Thunder. Lightning.
Well, we didn't talk about Magic for a while, but, so, I just figured to make a quick outro, so, instead of trying to find the cuts. Oh, see you.